Why I play guitar? Because Jupiter is 1300 times the volume of the earth. Because milkweeds in the yard are as beautiful as hushabye. Because on clear nights, the moon pours in my window like a spotlight and makes me think Paul Simon's in the room. Because my brother programs computers that process billions of instructions per second. Because Walt Whitman shows up in my dreams dressed as a box elder tree. Because at 12, I realize guitar strings vibrate like a chorus of cherry blossoms. Because dark roast coffee makes my neck hairs sing. Because my grandpa's felt fedora reminds me of Rockaway Beach in winter. Because bebop has enough muscle to bump me out of Gloomerville. Because my shoes support my whims and never complain. Because my apartment building is so old, it may have once housed Rapunzel. Because my eyes get wet when I hear linen starting over. Because I prefer costume jewelry over the fancy stuff. Because my fingers on the fretboard want to do magic tricks. Because the universe is endless and yet I forget to feel small. Because Hendrix could play guitar with his teeth. Because sometimes my body is a seismograph and senses pulses underground. Because my cat, Curly, lives in outer space but finds time to write me gushy love notes. Because my father thought he sang like Frank Sinatra. Because the breeze along the Hudson whispers Edward Hopper paintings. Because playing guitar requires finger calluses, but they are proof of desire. Because 2024 is the year of the dragon, and what does that mean anyway? Because I knew a man who lived in a tree for a week. Because the pentatonic scale is a staircase leading to B.B. King's old stomping ground. Because a city sidewalk can squawk as loud as a houndstooth pants pattern. Because when musical notes party together, they turn into the ocean. Because the color red is intimidating but fiercely generous. Because I pretend to understand how the big things work, but basically have no idea. Because my mother put on mascara before bringing in the mail. Because jazz counters culture like a Ferlinghetti poem.